USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Discussions over tariffs set to be imposed on Mexican imports are continuing on Friday. Now, the president is saying those meetings are going well, but if they don't, the president is threatening to impose tariffs as soon as Monday unless Mexico stops the flow of illegal aliens crossing into the United States from Mexico. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"We need Mexico to step up. Look, we've worked with them for decades, and we'll go, we'll put some pressure, they'll do some good things for a little bit, and then they go back to the sidelines. That has to stop. This is clearly a crisis. We need Mexico, that are integral part, to be partners with us to stop this."
Wall Street is wrapping up its best week of the year with another day of big gains. A weak jobs report raised speculation of an interest rate cut by the Fed Reserve. And at the closing bell, the Dow was up 263 points to close at 25,984. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Attorney General William Barr delivers remarks at the FBI National Academy graduation ceremony in Quantico, Virginia, where he says his second time being AG is a little bit different than the first time.
As most of you know, I'm a two-time offender. This is my second stint as Attorney General. My arrival this time was a little bit more eventful than I recall it being the last time.
President Trump reacts to comments made by Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'd like to see President Trump behind bars. Well, Trump responds in an interview last night, saying of Pelosi,
"I've tried to be nice to her because I would have liked to have gotten some deals done. She's incapable of doing deals. She's a nasty, vindictive, horrible person."
In that same interview that aired on Fox News last night, the president said that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is a fool.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Images of hunters celebrating their trophies often draw widespread support and condemnation, something Tess Talley knows about firsthand. In 2017, she killed a giraffe in South Africa. The photo went viral. She explains to CBS News and CBS This Morning the thought behind her hunting and why trophy hunters do what they do.
I see it as it's a hobby, you know, it's something that I love to do. It's conservation, and this hunt in particular was conservation hunt. That giraffe was...
Which means what, Tess? What does that mean, conservation?
We are preserving the wildlife. So what we do is we take out, like, we are managing herds. We're managing numbers of wildlife, and we're hunters, and we're proud to be a hunter. I am proud to hunt, and I'm proud of that giraffe.
Talley next talks about the reaction after those photos went viral and some of the phone calls and messages she received.
It got really bad. I received mails at my house. They're spreading out the addresses where they think that I may be. They were showing up at my work. They're calling my employer, trying to get me fired. I have a great employer, and he supports me all the way.
And you're still hunting?
Absolutely.
And when asked why she even posts a picture on social media, she says,
"The pictures are a tradition that hunters have done long before social media. When social media came around, that's when there was an issue. I was posting that for myself, my friends, and my family, and the tons of like-minded people that I associate with and communicate with on social media."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.